You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to talk about dogs and adoption, and particularly the joys and benefits of adopting senior dogs. We work hard at Chicken Soup for the Soul to show our readers how magical senior dogs can be, so that when they go to shelters, they give those older dogs a chance. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories that I'm sure will make you consider the merits of adopting a senior dog the next time you're looking for a new family member. Our first story is from Peggy Frieson, one of our regular contributors. And even though she has shared many aspects of her life with us in her stories, the ones that have affected me the most are her stories about adopting senior dogs. Peggy is a big proponent of adopting seniors from shelters. And I think that because of her, there's a good chance I'll go that route one day when I adopt a dog of my own. So many people don't want to sign up for the inevitable heartbreak of losing a dog. But if no one adopts those older dogs, they face a grim fate, either euthanized or left to spend their remaining years in a no-kill shelter. Peggy wrote about a wonderful senior dog named Ernest, a big, scraggly, energetic golden retriever, in a story she contributed to our latest best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs. Years ago, Peggy and her husband Mike had adopted their first senior dog, a golden retriever. They really love goldens. This one had been abandoned and on his own for who knows how long, and he was about 11 years old. It worked out great, even though it did break their hearts when he passed on so quickly after they fell in love with him. But then they adopted another senior dog and another, and that became their mission, adopting senior dogs to give them the elder years they deserve to have. Peggy says, "We discovered that there is so much we love about senior dogs. They are already housebroken. They lounge at our feet in the yard and are happy with our leisurely pace when walking around the block. Sunday strolls are just our style. Senior dogs are happy to nap while I work at my desk, and they are eager to please and already know the rules. Living with a senior dog fits our lifestyle." Still, when Ernest was presented to them by a rescue organization, Peggy wondered, could she and Mike live through losing another dog so quickly? But poor Ernest was covered with ticks and had been so obviously mistreated they couldn't ignore his need. "Looks like he needs us," Mike said, and there was no question in their minds that this unruly, unkempt, sweet dog was their new best friend. Ernest was such a sweet dog that Peggy knew he'd make a great therapy dog. He's now certified with Therapy Dogs International and proudly wears his red therapy dog bandana. He works at nursing homes, libraries, colleges, and elementary schools. Peggy says, "Living with and loving a senior dog aren't always easy, but we've realized we wouldn't have it any other way. Ernest fills our hearts with love and is living out his golden years with a family that cares about him. The dog who lived most of his life locked up in a cage is now free to enjoy the life he was meant to live." Tracy Marsh wrote a wonderful story about a senior dog for us as well. In Tracy's case, they already had the senior dog, Baxter. He was set in his ways, so they were nervous about how he would handle them bringing home their newborn son. But Baxter's reaction was hardly a reaction. He gave the baby a half-hearted sniff and went back to his bed. Tracy says that she and her husband had gotten Baxter, a corgi, the first year they were married. And they had been taking care of him for 13 years, arranging their daily lives around Baxter's eating, sleeping, and walking schedules. He needed a lot of care, so Tracy says he gave them good practice for being parents. Baxter turned out to be a wonderful sedentary companion while Tracy was going through those first few weeks with a newborn, when she was trying to figure out why he was crying and was always getting too little sleep. Baxter's ability to endure the crying baby was an inspiration for Tracy. She admired him for his ability to just roll with it. As Tracy's baby, Max, started to move about, he would crawl over to Baxter and snuggle up against him. Baxter was just fine with his little human visitor, as gentle as could be. The only thing that bothered Tracy about the baby and dog having a close relationship was all the dog hair that got all over the baby. Mac was covered in dog hair, his clothes, his blankets, his toys, his face. Tracy says, but the hair was as inevitable as the passage of time. As Mac sped up, Baxter slowed down. When he died, Tracy and her husband were heartbroken. But soon the sound of Baxter's nails clicking on the hardwood floor was replaced by the sounds of a toddler running around. Tracy was worried about how Mac would take the disappearance of his canine companion, and he did notice. But she says that after looking for the dog a few times, her son accepted that he was gone. One of the lessons Tracy learned from the combination of her old dog and her young son, the value of living in the moment, and that life goes on. A baby came in, a senior dog went out. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs. And while we're talking about senior dogs, that's one of our missions at Chicken Soup for the Soul, promoting the adoption of dogs and cats from shelters, particularly the senior ones and the black ones, because those are two categories of dogs and cats that are often left behind in shelters. We're donating royalties from our new dog and cat books to American Humane to support their wonderful humanitarian work on behalf of dogs and cats in shelters and during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Kroger, Meijer, BJ's, and Amazon. Come back next time for a couple of stories from our brand new book about dreams and how you can use them as a kind of GPS for your life. I'm going to share two stories in which dreams actually led to a welcome career change.